Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got one.
He's a devil in disguise.
You're the devil in disguise.
Oh, there's an excellent report at townhall.com. We've got a link to InfoWars.com as well. Carlson explains what message the Dems are sending with the militarization of D.C. Then we have James Sullivan, the brother of the BLM Antifa leader, who helped set off the false flag and bragged about it, then arrested and released without bail. He's going to join us and tell us, from his view, what's really going on next segment. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Our capital city, Washington, is under military occupation tonight. By Inauguration Day, there are expected to be more than 26,000 armed federal troops in Washington. No living American has seen a moment like the one we're watching now. 26,000 soldiers, that's more than five times the number of American military personnel currently stationed in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. That is more than twice the number of troops that President Lyndon Johnson ordered to Washington in April of 1968. In April of 1968, Washington, D.C. was literally on fire. Race riots had broken out after the assassination of Martin Luther King, whose memory we celebrate today. More than 1,000 people were injured in those riots, and at least 13 of them died. Much of the Capitol was leveled, and it stayed that way, blocks of charred rubble, for decades. If you visited Washington in the 1990s, you remember what it looked like. But according to our current leaders, the so-called insurrection of January 6th was much worse than any of that. So far, here is the death toll from that day. A police officer was hit in the head by rioters, then later had a stroke and died at a local hospital. An unarmed protester was shot to death by authorities as she tried to climb through a window. A woman may have been trampled to death by the crowd. As of tonight, those are the three casualties we can confirm from the riot at the Capitol building on January 6th. In response to that, our leaders have assembled the largest military presence in Washington in all of American history during peacetime. In 1864, as the Civil War raged on the other side of the Potomac, and Americans died every day in large numbers in battle, there were fewer federal troops protecting Washington, D.C. than there are tonight. And it's truly a national force. The guardsmen you see in Washington have come from every state in the Union, as well as from Puerto Rico. And the question is, why is that? There's no practical or operational justification for it. For decades, Washington, D.C. has had the highest per capita law enforcement presence in the country, and one of the highest in the world. So there was no need to fly in troops from Alaska to keep the city safe. But keeping the city safe was hardly the point of the exercise. The murder rate in the District of Columbia has risen with terrifying speed over the last 6 months. Men, women, and children shot to death in the streets. But no one in charge seems to care about that or even notice their deaths. So no matter what they are telling you, those 26,000 federal troops are not there for your safety. Instead, unmistakably, the Democratic Party is using those troops to send the rest of us a message about power. We're in charge now. We run this nation from Honolulu to our colony in the Caribbean and everything in between, very much including where you and your family live. Do not question us. Men with guns enforce our decrees. We control the Pentagon. And indeed, they do control the Pentagon. Republicans have spent years ignoring the leftward drift of our officer corps, but we can't ignore it now. The mask is off. Our military leadership, the very same generals who howled at the idea of deploying American troops to stop an invasion of our southern border, those same generals sent tens of thousands of soldiers with rifles to Washington purely as a show of force on behalf of the political party they support. And once they did that, they then allowed Democratic politicians to degrade and politicize the military itself. Democrats in Congress demanded that the troops sent to Washington this week submit to a political purity test, ideological vetting, as they put it, to make certain that every soldier professed loyalty to the new regime. Not loyalty to our country, not loyalty to our Constitution, but loyalty...
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is a takeover. Trust the plan. Almost the entire top military brass are communists, globalists, and Wahhabists. Just like Brennan, who voted for the Communist Party and joined Wahhabism. That's who they are. They hate this country. They're bringing it down. Right now, they're letting you know, while telling you through their operative cue that we're winning while we're losing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history, I've interviewed all the experts, I have looked at every facet of this, and now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, President Trump had massive evidence of incredible election fraud. More with Horst out each daily means no coverage. Try to talk about it on big tech media, you get censored, you get taken down, even if you are top computer scientist or eyewitnesses to the fraud. And so Trump wanted a big rally to show that he had big numbers and that Biden didn't. And we obliged. We believe in that. He said he wanted a peaceful rally, so did his son at the speech. We marched to the Capitol, but before we got there, Antifa and others were already there. The accelerationists were already there. They've taken credit for it. The boogaloos, the armed security of BLM said that they went into the Capitol and helped take it over. So you had hundreds of thousands discredited by a handful of people that broke in, and then others, a few hundred, that followed them. And that's just a fact. That's who took credit for it. They get to keep their Twitter accounts, but everybody else doesn't. John Sullivan, last time I checked this morning, still has his Twitter account. The Boogaloos taking credit for the Capitol. They've got their accounts. But we got James Sullivan on, and I almost interviewed him on the 7th, but we had to leave early. And James Sullivan is the founder of Civilized Awakening and the conservative brother of John Sullivan. He exposed and was in directly opposition to Black Lives Matter and John Sullivan in Utah, where his brother has been arrested for engineering riots. Before, and of course he bragged he was going to bring Antifa there and burn down the Capitol to blame Trump. He didn't get to burn down the Capitol, but he was videotaped saying it over and over again. He did go on Anderson Cooper, and Anderson Cooper is very, very proud of his work. So, James, wow, incredible. Tell us about yourself, about your brother, and why you're on air with us and what you've witnessed, because you're very well known in Utah. You've been in news for a while countering your brother. I mean, you're not just popping up now after this. You've been warning folks for a while. This must be really hard for you to do.
Yeah, it was. My father raised John and I. We're both like two of four brothers, and he raised us to love our country, our God, and then put family first. And seeing John coming out in Provo originally and organizing that protest where he lied to the people saying that he had a permit, told the gunman allegedly that it was legal for them to hold up cars to save the people, and then watching on the news and on his videos that he posted, those people or that person getting shot in the shoulder. Coming out wasn't something easy. I joined a Patriot militia group called Utah Citizens Alarm, Casey Robertson. Over time, John became more and more radical, inciting violence throughout the Salt Lake Valley. And I came out against him. He had become so radical that Black Lives Matter Utah and other activist groups deemed him as a problem and an instigator. What he likes to do is he will instigate violence and he will stand back and videotape it for views. So I actually worked with several members of Black Lives Matter very, very shortly and briefly just to remove him from the community. Now, you know, he's popped up in D.C.
Were you did you see his postings about what he was going to D.C. to do before? Or when did you become aware that your brother was involved in D.C.?
I knew that John was going to DC with his profile, Jaden Alexander on Twitter. We're also part of a bipartisan documentary that has been following. They have a team following me, and they have a team following him. So they had told me that he was going. I didn't want to go to D.C. just because I'd seen the stuff he was posting. I was in a couple of the Antifa group chats under a different name, watching the traffic, and I decided not to go because a lot of them were talking about looking for me. So I stayed back.
What was it like for you? Because I know you love your brother. What was it like for you to see him go from big time Antifa BLM agitator to superstar? I mean, if I fumbled in the Super Bowl on the 1 yard line, not understanding I was being set up and all this, and I did, I don't take blame for it because I'm in the arena and you know we were fighting for election integrity and calling for legal and lawful things to happen. I'm now being accused of trying to foment things, but he didn't fumble at the 1 yard line. He scored and won the game against America. In the Super Bowl of our republic. I mean, if they put a tombstone saying our republic died in the future, if we don't come back from this, it will be your brother and people like him that day that helped kill the country.
Yeah. Honestly, after combating him for the past 6 months and getting him removed from our community here, or the activist community here, seeing him wasn't really that much of a surprise. After he was removed from Utah, he traveled to Kenosha, to California, to Portland, trying to get into these Antifa communities, and they would kick him out. So seeing him here wasn't really that big of a surprise. I do have a little bit of information that prior to the rally, he had worked with a lone rogue person that's affiliated with the Proud Boys in getting proprietary information to pass on with caravan meetups. So he has a little bit more, and I communicate that with the FBI, but he has a little bit more involvement than just showing up and videotaping, the event. And watching him doing that and coming out against him publicly for the second time, it honestly wasn't that hard to do, because knowing that he and among a couple other people were instrumental in planning and orchestrating this to instigate violence within the Patriots. It was something that I felt I had to do. So I kind of I woke up from a nap and I had like over 600 messages of people trying to verify that person was my brother. And then after that, I started working with the authorities and getting him indicted.
What do you make of the judge releasing him without bail?
Utah has a really weird bail reform law on the books. So if he doesn't have like a violent offense or he wasn't threatening people, which he was, they put him on house arrest without bail. It was to kind of combat people who couldn't afford bail.
Sure. So it's a prison reform thing. Of course, he never gets his hands bloody, though. He's more like a colonel. You know, he just sends others out to do it. Have you talked to your brother since the 6th?
Since the 6th, no, I have not. I've made it a really big point not to have any real communication with him. He probably wouldn't return anything I talk or respond to me talking. I just know that in his mind, he's a reporter, and I had a hour-long conversation with him with the documentary. We sat in a room for the first time talking for 5 months, and I got to listen to him for an hour. He struggled to tell me what he actually believed in. So I'm just forced to believe that he's either addicted to like the fame or the attention that comes from it. He does have Marxist ideas and beliefs, but from what I can see, he's just trying to instigate violence. He's one of those Antifa members that instigates violence and then steps back and live streams it. So, I mean, he's kind of like that supervillain that tells the superhero their like evil plan, and he'll go and do stuff and they'll put all the evidence up on Twitter and then get like, kind of confused why he's being arrested or indicted. Like he literally put all the evidence up there.
But then he magically gets on Anderson Cooper, his CIA. He magically goes around the country doing this, just like Senator Kaine's son got caught doing. I think there's going to be evidence coming out that your brother was being directed by some higher-ups.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's actually a lot of people that have reached out to me with that information and asking me if I knew anything about the special interest groups, especially some in Utah. that have helped him out in the past. I mean, he was able to build a house in Sandy at the age of 25 when he started doing this, and he's been able to travel around before the documentary came out, and it's just kind of concerning about how, like, now that he's not working, he still has the funds to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the FBI was really doing his job. This is a racketeering criminal operation, a terrorist operation, in my view, and they would grab his receipts. They have all that. They have his credit card records. They know who's running this, and I would imagine it's probably through the same Soros group that funds Black Lives Matter, because it's always the same group. We've gotten the secret Antifa documents before. We know it's usually Alexander Soros that is financing things. I would say that's the main suspect. But we really appreciate you. We really appreciate you coming on to talk about your brother, John. James, stay there. I want to come back and talk about Civilized Awakening and what you're doing and what you think the next steps are going to be by Antifa, by BLM, and folks out there allied with the Boogaloos, who are accelerationists and say they want a armed revolution, and who brag that they helped invade the Capitol but haven't gotten in any trouble. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coast and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time.
By the way, why are the flags at half mast all over the country? Is it for the one police officer died of a stroke, a heart attack?
They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better.
There were less than 5,000 federal troops sent when Martin Luther King was killed, and they burned Washington, D.C. to the ground. It took decades to rebuild it. You got four people dead, and they're acting like it's the end of the world. It's now over 30,000 troops, regular army, not just National Guard, 40,000 police officers, martial law throughout the city. Our reporters are there. We're showing you some of this incredible footage. You're a TV viewer. We're, of course, simulcast on hundreds of radio stations. That's our main operation. But then I have Zero Hedge right here with a powerful article with all the tweets from the Boogaloo saying, we went in, we attacked the Capitol, we stormed it, we ran it. Well, I talked to witnesses that saw them do the same thing. And so this is obviously agitation propaganda, the Soviet term, agitprop. This is Operation Thrust 2.0. James Sullivan, have you ever heard about false flags or Hitler did it to blame his enemies, the leftists do it too? So you have heard about false flags?
Yes, I have.
Because your brother helped pull off a really good one. Obviously he says, let's burn this mother effer down over and over again. He said he was going to come there with Antifa dressed like Proud Boys. That's pretty sophisticated. Do you have any idea who's training him or where he got this?
I do know that when he originally started off here in Utah, there was a man by the name of Ariel Paz, who was he was from Syria. John didn't go to Syria, but this man was from Syria. And he came in, he trained not only John, but a couple of other members of the Washdash Antifa group. And I do know that he was one of the people responsible for radicalizing John, because people don't really regard this, but John was actually, growing up, he was conservative. I know that he voted for Trump the first time around, and he radicalized after George Floyd was killed, and then after that, he turned into somebody that myself, my parents, and his friends couldn't recognize. And one of the first things that I've seen Antifa members do is they start denouncing people in their lives. He started denouncing that my father, John J. Sullivan, not to be confused, just Kevin Sullivan, the person that people are saying is my dad, but John J. Sullivan, he's white, so my brother redefined himself as Jaquan King, and he started like erasing his history and erasing people in his life that were conservative growing up.
You've got a lot of information on this. What do you think is going to come out in court about your brother?
I think a lot's going to come out in court. There's been a lot of people that have been writing in, a lot of people that have been sending information to me, information that he worked with a lone Proud Boy that's actually from Utah. He's on his way out of the Proud Boy group here in Utah. The president of the chapter has been notified, but he passed on proprietary information from private Patriot Telegram chats, enabling Antifa to infiltrate meetup points to go to the Capitol, so they wouldn't be seen as people that were being embedded by the Patriots, but as actual Patriots. So,
well, that's huge. So they were even able to penetrate the Proud Boys and others, even get into their group. That's sophisticated.
Yeah, it is. And John again is one of those villains that puts all the evidence up, and it's the caravan points that was screenshotted from the Telegram group that was sent to him. He put up on his Twitter, or the Jaden Twitter. So. But that's what I think is going to come out. I think there's his arrest is going to lead to at least four more, the four other people that were associated with him. I do want to mention that the blonde girl that's seen in the video right there, her name is Jade Sacker. She's been she's been painted as a CNN reporter. She's actually a investigative reporter. She's done work in Syria and Cambodia. And she came back to the U.S. and she was assigned the project with myself and John. So she's had to go and fake, just like investigative reporters do, a false friendship with my brother in order to get information out of him. So she has even more confidential information that, you know, a lot of people don't have because she's been able to gain my brother's trust. So I just wanted to clear that up. But she is amazing. I've had the opportunity to work with her, and she's done a lot.
Did you ever think these international reporters that are doing all this and handling your brother, you ever thought they might be working for an intelligence agency, buddy? Because she fits the cut out of that.
I do know that, but with Jade, she's never given me any reason to believe that. She might be, I'm not sure. But
no, I'm not accusing her of that. I was just asking you because... Okay. Clearly, your brother and others are being handled by groups within the Fed, Southern Poverty Law Center types. It's the Southern Poverty Law Center that basically ran the Oklahoma City bombing. They controlled McVeigh. They controlled Elohim City. That all actually came out from informants in federal court cases. And so they've had very ambitious terror plans in the U.S. before, and they're usually the prime suspect. They've got billions in offshore accounts in the Caribbean. And so I'm just saying from past operations, I would say, The leftist arms of the CIA and FBI don't want to act directly with these people. They'll have informants that help handle them. They'll have others that pose as journalists that help handle them. Then they'll be run by Southern Poverty Law Center deep cover operatives. They also use foreign intelligence so that our Congress doesn't find out about it. They use German intelligence on Oklahoma City to actually carry out the bombing itself. We know the name of the bomber.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy stuff, huh?
It is pretty crazy stuff. Yeah, I honestly couldn't tell you if he's sitting here right now combating John. Growing up, he just wasn't that person.
No, I hear you. So this George Floyd, what, died like a year ago or so?
Yeah, supposedly died, yeah.
Yeah, so your brother got accelerated that fast into being this radical.
He's not the only conservative that I know. The mainstream media, Black Lives Matter, has been able to radicalize a lot of my friends, especially over in New York where I grew up. I had conservative friends that were radicalized into believing that cops were killing black people at a genocidal rate, despite the facts that the gun deaths for cops account for 0.02% of, black death. When, you know what's going on in Chicago, where 284 people are being shot over, like, July 4th and Memorial Day weekend, but they perceive that it's like the media was able to indoctrinate them to the point that facts and logic didn't matter anymore, and it was almost hard to communicate with him. I will say that John was an extremely intelligent person, and upon talking to him a couple months ago in that room for an hour, he wasn't able to put together a coherent statement past a minute. It was like he couldn't focus on it. So, and that's very consistent with a lot of people that are in this group.
Do you think your brother's been put on drugs by anybody? Because he looks pretty whacked out in these photos.
Yeah. The only information that I do have is that he does have an addiction to Adderall, and I got that from a couple of people that were associated with him that distanced themselves after realizing who he was here in Utah. And they said that he has a problem with that, and it makes sense because empathy is something that's very hard to acquire when you are overusing or misusing Adderall.
Wow. I want to just do a few more minutes with you on the other side about your brother. I have a few other questions, James Sullivan. We really appreciate you. His brother's John Sullivan, the Antifa Superman, BLM guy that has popped up on Anderson Cooper and came in saying we're going to burn this down, and was there when Ashley Babbitt was killed, and said his mission was to pose as the Proud Boys and pose as the Patriots and do this. And he had a stunning victory against America, and now we're all blamed for it, and America's going under total tyranny. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Q is a Bolshevik operation.
Q is a relaunch of Operation Trust that the Soviets used in the 1920s to identify who their opposition was. That's when George Orwell wrote 1984 that was about a futuristic, Stalinistic world government system. He talked about Emmanuel Goldstein, who was the supposed leader of the resistance, but really worked for the controllers to be able to identify anyone that was a dissident. That's what's happening. So the storm of Q is real. It's a globalist martial law takeover of America. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but you have been had. I was suspicious of it, knew what it was early on, but did not realize it was the main thrust. The main thrust of the globalist takeover is Operation Trust 2.0. We're covering it all live on the air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We'll have reporters on the ground covering the inauguration of the communist Chinese spy Biden. The globalists are planting false flags. We pray we can stop them.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jim Morrison studied how to trigger riots, how to carry out agitprop, and he went to college. And then suddenly, he decided to start a rock band. His dad was the head of the Pacific Fleet in Vietnam.
Riders of the storm.
Very interesting.
Into this house we're born.
There's a lot of that going on in government, people studying how to trigger riots, how to blame their political enemies. But John Sullivan is a key character. There are other key characters that have to be looked at as well. And one of the best articles is Zero Hedge. Yesterday, because it's a big, long article with 20 pages of it. With the Boogaloo's top people taking credit for storming the Capitol. And I guess they saw this as a great protest or something. A woman got killed. A cop had an aneurysm. Other folks got trampled. Okay, four dead. And now we've got the biggest military takeover of D.C. in our history. This is shameful. It's disgusting to see martial law there. And it's about the power structure saying we own America and you populists aren't going to stop us. The Council on Foreign Relations has come out and said that American democracy is in danger because of populism. That's like saying someone's going to asphyxiate from no oxygen because there's too much oxygen. Populism is the democracy. In fact, it can be dangerous sometimes if a dictator manipulates it. You can have a popular dictator and democracy can do bad things. That's why we're not a pure democracy. We're a constitutional republic. But I wanted to finish up and give James Sullivan, who I appreciate coming on, brother of this individual, John Sullivan, to come on and add any other points you'd like to impart to the viewers and listeners.
Any other points about John or just in general?
Just in general. You sound like a smart guy. You were going over those statistics of the rarest way to die is a black man is from the cops. The average, you know, young black person thinks there's an epidemic. I mean, there's a lot of these things that are important.
Yeah. I do see that, especially in my brother's case, how strong and how powerful the mainstream media is, especially with the black community. I feel like in the black community, mostly in Democratic held cities, the black community is being led to believe that the current republic or the U.S. today is failing them. In order for them to be truly equal, as socialism says on paper, they need socialism to replace that. They radicalized a civil rights narrative to force that narrative of equality through socialism. We saw Black Lives Matter take advantage of the black community, perverting the message of equality, and in doing so, demeaning Caucasian Americans and creating division that we haven't seen since the civil rights era. This is a lot worse than the Michael Brown or the Ferguson era of Black Lives Matter. We're seeing families like mine being torn apart. We're seeing indoctrination on levels where these people actually think in a space of 2 months that they are fighting for the equality of their black brothers and sisters. We're seeing white people bowing down to their black brothers and sisters to apologize for things that they didn't do. This is something that's very serious because it's creating a victim mentality within the black community that makes them usable as a political weapon for the radical left. We've seen that they were able to weaponize them after a black man was killed on TV. They were able to weaponize them a week after Biden went on and said that that if you don't vote for him, he ain't black on the Breakfast Club. We've seen it's very concerning watching that and seeing people like my brother, who's absolutely lost now, devoid of logic and just attached to like his radical ideas. In so much that he doesn't even understand what he believes unless the media tells him what to believe. It's something that's very sad. But what Civilized Awakening did when we came out is we actually combated Lex Scott, who is the leader of Black Lives Matter Utah, after we took down John, and we actually challenged her narrative. We're able to not rehabilitate, but to turn a lot of minds within Black Lives Matter Utah. She has several times come out and said that she's not affiliated with John. I don't think that she should lead herself to anything other than a psychiatric facility to be evaluated. But she and Black Lives Matter Utah were not affiliated with him. They started denouncing him immediately. And seeing John go through this and going through this downward spiral after being charged with inciting violence and rioting in Provo, seeing him do it again, and this time facing federal charges and versing the people of the United States in court, it's something that he's never going to be able to let down or erase. I do think that at this point he's hit rock bottom, and hopefully with the mental evaluation that's been mandated by the court of Tooele County, that we find out some things that have happened to him with this indoctrination.
Well, James Sullivan, I'm impressed with you, and I really wish your brother had not gone down this dangerous path, but he's got some really evil people manipulating him, and this is really the crisis, not just of our time, but of much of human history has not faced the level of manipulation that big tech and others can engage in. In closing, what do you make? I'm not saying get rid of his Twitter account. I let people have a free speech right. But he's on there really calling for revolution and violence. We now know he is, so that's why it's a good thing we can see what he's up to. But other people are being banned for nothing off of there, or for just being pro-Second Amendment. And then here's your brother now charged twice in this, and they still got him up there recruiting. It shows it's really a double standard.
Yeah, the only things that they're taking down is incriminating evidence of him. A lot of videos have mysteriously disappeared from his Twitter, no longer accessible. We've also seen, this is something that's not really talked about, but because of John's involvement and at the Capitol and the infiltration of the Patriots, influencer by the name of Cash Lee Kelly, who is a strong black conservative, who is known for, just like I am, turning the hearts of Black Lives Matter in his cities. He has over like 600,000 followers. He was arrested for being waved in by the Capitol Police into the front doors, and he's facing a prison sentence. He's been separated from his four kids because people like my brother have been indoctrinated by the mainstream media. I'm not saying that, you know, he's not doing anything. He's doing this, you know, purely because of indoctrination. I think that there's a part of him that genuinely believes in what he's doing, because he hasn't stopped. He feels he has the mentality of a victim. And we're seeing patriots and conservatives getting silenced off of Facebook and Twitter. I do think that the Capitol event was a way of painting the patriots and Republicans as domestic terrorists, just like we saw with Antifa when their accounts were removed from Facebook. It was an excuse to completely censor conservative voices off of Facebook. And it's something that people are just now coming attuned to.
James Sullivan, people can find you on Facebook at Civilized Awakening. Civilized Awakening. James Sullivan, hopefully as this unfolds, we can get some updates from you. And thank you so much. And thank you for spending time with us.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
All right. Powerful interview. Very articulate, smart, good young man. And it really shows the Cain and Abel type story about two brothers, and go two really separate, dramatic directions. But we are under martial law, ladies and gentlemen, and they are planning, they say terror attacks are coming tomorrow. The globalists stand to gain from this, and we just got set up in this false flag. And so that's why I've said it's not good to go out and demonstrate right now, because they need crowds to be able to hide their actions. I'm all for demonstrating as soon as we're through this crisis. You decide what you're going to do. I've just put my two cents in. We got a bunch of breaking news and more. And Nick Pointed is joining us. Coming up, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Talk about the real news that's going on here. The real news, ladies and gentlemen, the real information. I could talk about 100 articles I've got, dozens of incredible clips, but this is world government takeover. This is bigger than America. It's bigger than Trump. We've come so far exposing globalism. We have the Australian and British government saying, we don't want the Great Reset, but the Prime Minister is saying he does want it in the UK. You've got a lot of big issues now being openly debated, instead of all this side window dressing. And so that's very positive. Nick Fuentes is going to be joining us. He's the founder of the Groypers, a well-spoken, smart young lad who, from the quotes I've seen, I want to see if these are accurate in the news, thinks what happened to the Capitol was grand. So we'll get his perspective on that coming up. But look at this headline right here. I told you last week this was coming. They're going to put all those troops in the Capitol and then say, oh, they're not trusted because of all the Q stuff. Some of them may actually believe it and try to carry a coup out against Biden. So this is the beginning of the purge in government, just like the Bolsheviks did in 1917. Everything is following that same blueprint. Two National Guard members removed from inauguration security mission. Two Army National Guard members have been removed from the inauguration security mission after vetting found they had ties to far right-wing fringe groups. A U.S. official told ABC News Tuesday the two Guard members are among 25,000 National Guard troops who have been sent to Washington to augment the security at the inauguration in the wake of the violent January 6 assault on the U.S. Capitol. But none of them even have bullets, not just in their firearms, not just in their magazines, but with them. When the Secretary of Defense under Obama would go to Afghanistan or Iraq, they would take the cartridges away from everybody because they don't trust humans. They want robots. So all of this is just to train you to accept martial law. And the military is the main target of these purges that are coming. So everyone going along with this is an idiot. Governor Abbott has said that this is happening to people from Texas is offensive. Very offensive. Not in offense like football or defense, but offensive and it's on offense. CNN's Cuomo warns of National Guard insider threat. There is no peace. That's right. There's never going to be peace because you provocateurs, some Antifa and some boogaloo boo-boos to go in there. And the boogaloos brag. Then the boogaloos call up and say, why are you being mean to the boogaloos? I don't agree with busting in there and breaking stuff and handing out clubs to people. And how are you able to brag about that? Everybody else that was peaceful has been arrested. I mean, just saying. How about you guys take your mask off and you all put online your identities? Because I think we're going to find some FBI agents are in command. Not against the average boogaloo that thinks we should have a civil war or a revolution. That's your opinion. You can have it, soldier. But boy, did you find a great target, an empty capital. And the boogaloos all ran off after they helped get the doors open. So that's why I'm on a boogaloo jag. Just like I'm on a John Sullivan jag. Because we're being set up and I don't like it. I was there for a peaceful demonstration. We had a whole bunch of them before. I was there to put legal lawful pressure on the Congress to have a 10-day investigation of the fraud so our voting rights weren't stolen. And I watched some accelerationist help ramp the crowd, the police up into what happened. Wasn't the greatest insurrection ever seen. It wasn't even that. It was a small riot out of a huge group of people. I know I'm harping on that, but now you see the martial law, and so many people can't believe this is happening. They're like, oh, it's Q. It's all secretly going to be fixed tomorrow. They're all being arrested. The military's there to arrest Pelosi. And tomorrow, like a Hunger Games movie where they're in those big squares and no one's there but troops, just like China, they can't trust anybody to be in North Korea or places like China at these big parades except the military because somebody might protest or say something. And just like the Hunger Games, there will be the leader of the main capital district. Go to Jack Posobiec's Twitter for a few days ago. He even has the villain and his wife. It looks just like Biden and Kamala Harris. And there they are having one of his celebrations at the Capitol City. And it looks just like the inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris. And they're going to be up there with the military and thousands of UN flags and American flags throwing it all in our face. And we're supposed to just sit there and take it. while they tell us that we're all terrorists, so that's why we weren't allowed in. Oh, we can't even trust the military. They're bad, too. And then anybody says Joe Biden lost and stole the election, well, they're a terrorist. And anybody that says he works for China, they're a terrorist. And now I'm seeing headlines about he was an incredible football player. Why, Joe Biden's like a superhero. Why, Joe Biden's such a humanitarian. Oh, and I was in an art supply store for my kids the other day, and they had magazines out with color covers of Kamala Harris, the first vice president female, and all these gimmicks. It really is incredible. We live in such amazing times where they're going to put this creature in there. And so I don't want anything bad to happen to Biden. They'll turn him into a martyr. But I do put a death pool on him, a Deadpool. I don't think he's going to be dead in the next year. But I bet Biden, he likes power, though. But they put him in there because he's so weak and so addled. He's talked about stepping down, feigning an illness as a reason to go. I don't know. We should have a whole show and debate once we have our installed president, our first dictator, with more troops in D.C. than ever been there. I mean, it's here. And people just can't believe that this has happened. They can't believe it's actually unfolding. And so a good 30-40% of the people that listen to my show who are great folks, who are aware of the New World Order, who are involved in society, fighting back for freedom. They just cannot believe this is happening. And, you know, we're going to find out tomorrow at noon, Eastern time, we'll be here live covering it, whether or not he's all been arrested. I imagine even when Trump's down in Mar-a-Lago eating steaks and playing golf, it'll be, that's a hologram. Trump's still in D.C. They were all arrested. And now we live under a secret military dictatorship. Well, they're going to keep teaching your boys to be transgendered. They're going to keeping the borders open. They're going to keep doing their New World Order. You know, when there's a magic President Q in charge, and, you know, it's just a complex operation to fool the Chinese. And actually, Joe Biden's in Gitmo. Really, really sad, folks. Trump did not get us here. We got ourselves here, putting Trump in. We fought back a long ways. So don't let the removal of Trump through fraud be a defeat. They had to engage on all this and have a virtual ceremony and have martial law because they're a fraud. And we were good citizens that went there to demonstrate for our voting rights, and they set us up. And they were successful. But it's okay because the truth is coming out and people everywhere are learning about it. Nick Fuentes is coming up just briefly. We fund our operation by selling high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm extremely proud of our product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It has all the vitamins, all the essential vitamins and minerals, great amino acids to help your body upload it more. It's got the D3, it's got the zinc, it's got the C. It's got it all. And it's 50% off despite the fact it's a limited supply. It's going to sell out before we get more. I want everybody to have no excuse to not boost their immune system and boost their body's natural defenses. So for adults and children, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, what I take for my immune system, what I take for my natural defenses, vitamin C, D, E, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, oh my gosh, that's so important, and many more vital nutrients, minerals, you name it. That is 50% off. That's the new sale. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a must-have, so everybody should get it. That's why I'm discounting it. You have no excuse. And we have the big sale ending on other products at 50% off coming up this weekend. That will end. 50% off Smell Vitality, X2, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.